It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
To suggest you are either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I am in favor of the Second Amendment, and I believe we need to reinstate the assault weapons ban. And pass universal background checks, safe storage laws, and red flag laws.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
So, of course, that was Kamala Harris lying again about what she would do on guns. As she claims to be a gun owner. Nobody's ever asked her exactly what gun is it that you own. She is on record as supporting a handgun ban when she was an elected official in San Francisco. So which Kamala Harris do you believe would be the question here? I want to welcome in our guest right now. They call him the hero of Sutherland Springs. You might remember that story if you don't remember him by name. Stephen Williford is the guy that opened fire on a young man who was trying to shoot up the First Baptist Church there in Sutherland Springs a few years ago down in Texas. And he's with us this morning. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Always a place in America for a good guy with a gun. Thanks for being that guy.
Well, thank you very much.
What's your reaction, Stephen, when you hear Kamala Harris talking like that?
Well, Kamala Harris, make no mistake, she can change her rhetoric before the election, but her true colors will come through if she gets elected. And she is for banning AR-15s. She never met a gun control law that she didn't like. And she will do whatever she can to disarm you and make sure that you are unable to protect yourself so that you will rely totally on government for everything.
Well, yeah. She had been saying, you know, not too long ago that she supported the mandatory buyback. And then she comes out in the debate with Trump and says, Tim Walz and I, we own guns. We support the Second Amendment, and has tried to backtrack on that statement that she made, a couple years ago?
Oh, she's made all kinds of statements. Back in 07, she made the statement that the sanctity of your own home, that they would come in if you thought you were safe in the sanctity of your own home, they would come in and make sure that you were properly storing your firearms.
Yeah.
You're not coming into my home without a warrant and without good reason to come into my home.
Well, you know, I know that they recently talked about some more executive orders surrounding gun control. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, among other things, they keep talking about 3D printing and ghost guns and red flag laws. What's your take on all that?
So that horse is already out of the barn with 3D printing and stuff. You can't stop that. Criminals are going to do it anyway. It absolutely... you can't stop 3D printing. I just saw recently a man that was selling 3D printers for $500 a printer with already AR-15 and Glock lower receivers already programmed into it. So all you have to do is get the polymer and it prints them up for you. And it's $500.
Yeah.
You can't stop that, and it's ridiculous, you know. And since the founding of this nation, and before the founding of this nation, you've been able to build your own guns, and that's what this is building your own guns.
Well, the difference is you're either a criminal and you have a criminal intent, or you don't. And that's what they don't seem to ever want to talk about, the difference between those two things. Let's talk for a minute, Stephen, about your book. You've written a book called A Town Called Sutherland Springs, Faith and Heroism Through Tragedy. That harkens back to what happened there in 2017 there in your hometown.
Absolutely, and it's about heroism from my whole community and what happened inside the church and law enforcement, that were the first responders that came on after, I guess I was the first responder, but the ones that came after me and were able to save lives and stuff, the first responders, we have interviews from all of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important for people to know that these scary black rifles that Kamala Harris wants to ban happen to be what you were able to pick up and engage this shooter with, right?
Absolutely. I used my AR-15, and the murderer had on Class 3 body armor and a ballistic bulletproof helmet. Had I not had an AR-15 and our Second Amendment defending that right, I probably would have been counted among the dead that day. Because I had built my own AR-15, and I designed it for shooting and moving and competition. Please go to gunowners.org, sign up, be part of that solution. We're fighting the assault weapons ban, if you will. We call them modern sporting rifle bans. We're fighting it in Illinois and in Maryland and other places, and if the Supreme Court hears it, they will overturn it nationwide.
I would agree. Yeah, Gun Owners does a great job on that. Gunowners.org is the website. If you want to find out more about Stephen's story, you can find his book on Amazon. It's in the Kindle format there as well. A Town Called Sutherland Springs, Faith and Heroism Through Tragedy. That remind people again. Remind people, Stephen, what happened to the shooter in that case after you engaged with him? He left the scene, didn't he?
He left the scene. He was able to get into his vehicle. I hit him 6 out of 6 rounds, but again, he had a ballistic bulletproof helmet and Class 3 body armor, and he fled the scene. I flagged down a truck, and we chased him 11.6 miles. And in the end, he tucked the pistol up underneath his helmet and committed suicide. But I hit him in the side between the plates. I hit him high in the legs, busted one across his forehead, and the rest of the rounds went into the body armor.
Wow.
But and he hit the truck in front of me, shattered the windshield of the car behind me, hit the house behind me. I ran behind the truck for cover.
And you were barefoot when this was going on. Do I remember that part of the story?
Everybody remembers that part of the story. People say, I can't believe you didn't put shoes on. I said, you're lucky that I had pants on.
No kidding. Well, thank you for being ready when the time came, right? I mean, that's kind of the key. You got to know how to react.
Well, and absolutely. I didn't have time to put shoes on because I kept hearing shots fired and knew that every one of those shots were aimed at somebody I cared about, yeah. A neighbor, a friend. You know, I'm fourth generation on the same property in Sutherland Springs. We're under 600 total population. And so if you can imagine, I grew up here. I knew almost everybody in the church.
Wow. Well, Stephen Williford, it's an honor to talk to you, sir, and thanks for the work you're doing on behalf of gunowners.org. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Yep, take care of yourself. Good to get you on here. Again, his book there is called A Town Called Sutherland Springs, Faith and Heroism Through Tragedy, and you can pick that up on Amazon and read. I'd love to read the story.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember that, but not well. And so I was going back and reading about it, and it's wild. It's just crazy. 26 people killed, yeah. 22 others injured. And yeah, the fact that he chased him just over 11 miles, and then he ended up killing himself. And it's crazy, because I guess this 26-year-old shooter, Devin Kelly, was not supposed to even have a gun.
No, he was a
domestic violence military conviction, yeah. Right. But yeah.
And it fell through the cracks, yes. As I remember. The military
didn't
pass it on to civilian authorities, and it wasn't in the background check. And I mean, just one more case where more laws wouldn't have made a difference. You have to enforce the ones that are on the books,
right?
For sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.